Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
66% of financial organizations faced at least one cybersecurity attack in the last year.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. We have new data from a survey of C-level information security professionals across more than 60 banking and financial services firms. Joining us now with the details is MetricStream's French Caldwell. French, let's talk about some of your key findings, including that statistic we just mentioned, that well over half the financial organizations you surveyed had at least one cyber attack last year.
Oh, sure. Well, more than half. I mean, it was, as you pointed out, 66%. And what an even more astounding statistic there is 21% of those had 51 or more attacks last year.
My goodness. And yet 90% of these organizations have cybersecurity as a formal part of their enterprise risk management program.
They do. And that was actually a fairly surprising statistic. And if you'd asked that question just a few years ago, you would have found that it would have been down in the single digits. Cybersecurity was not really thought of as an overall enterprise risk. It was something that those IT security people back in the back room took care of. But as more and more financial institutions are becoming reliant on digital strategies, everything from mobile banking to peer-to-peer lending, you know, new fintech opportunities, all of these are driving them to pay more attention to cybersecurity, not just to protect customer data or to protect the bank's financial secrets, but to protect their very business models, which now depend extraordinarily heavily on IT.
You also found that most of these organizations are relying on third parties. Does that tell us anything?
Well, you know, it's not just third parties. They're relying more and more even on the cloud. We found that over 70% of the organizations had extended their cybersecurity programs out to include third parties. One large bank that I talked to recently said that their CIO said that they have over 3,000 cloud vendors. So that means that there's data out there somewhere. And they need to make sure that those vendors are all managing that data, whether it's customer data or employee data, trade secrets, actual financial models. If they need to ensure that all of that information is being controlled properly. And it becomes a bigger challenge when third parties have your data and you're not keeping it all in your own data center.
Let's talk about your methodology here. How did you go about putting this together?
Well, you know, we have a large database of GRC professionals, you know, governance, risk management, and compliance professionals. And we reached out to the cybersecurity professionals and IT risk managers who are part of that database. We developed a set of questions to try and get a sense of the state of cybersecurity within financial services. And those questions were done by an electronic survey. And when they answered those, then of course we go back and analyze them. It's a pretty standard primary research methodology.
Any advice as to what organizations should be doing?
Well, we certainly believe that a lot of the best practices were really illustrated here. Making sure that cybersecurity is looked at as part of overall enterprise risk management, that you're linking your IT risk to business risk and those, and also to the business objectives of the financial institution that you belong to, and that you're reaching out and monitoring third parties. We also saw a fairly decent level of maturity with respect to senior executive involvement in cybersecurity. With CEO involvement being rated as fairly mature, most people on a scale of 1 to 7 rated CEO involvement at a 5, 6, or 7. And board involvement and board involvement of the board of directors was maybe a little bit less mature, but we saw most of them being rated at a 4, 5, or 6 out of a 1 to 7 scale. So this is pretty good news. So involvement of the CEO, oversight by the board, extending the third parties, and including cybersecurity as part of your overall enterprise risk, where you can look at the impact on business objectives. Those are all good measures that people are taking. Now, we also saw quite a bit of use of technology solutions to help with the cybersecurity program. That's one area where we saw maybe some room for improvement. A lot of people have invested in standard security controls like firewalls and vulnerability management, business continuity management, and so on. But they have not invested as heavily in threat intelligence. 51.5% of our respondents had invested in threat intelligence. So that means that almost half are not really don't really have the capabilities at hand to really analyze the threat. They have also not heavily invested in what we call ITGRC, IT Governance, Risk, and Compliance, which pulls in data from all these other tools and through questionnaires to your third parties and to your own employees to give you a holistic, across-the-board view of the effectiveness of your security program. So those two areas could definitely use some help. I think there's one other area here that we saw where there's a gap, and that is in sharing information. When you look at sharing information with government agencies and regulators, we saw that a lot of people said they were somewhat prepared, but when looking at sharing with government agencies and regulators, only 18% said that they are currently doing so. And when you look at the large cybersecurity breaches, we're finding that more and more of them are found by government agencies like the FBI, who then report them to the companies. So a little bit more sharing, going back and forth with government agencies may help. And even more disturbing, only 12% said that they're sharing cybersecurity information with others in the industry. And this is an all-hands-on-deck effort. If you're not going to share, you're putting yourself at risk, greater risk of a major cyber attack.
Did anything surprise you working on this?
I would say not a whole lot of surprises. I actually did expect to see a little bit more emphasis here on sharing of information, particularly since, ever since 9/11, financial services institutions have been participating in, all kinds of organizations where the emphasis is on sharing. These ISACs, as they're called, where they're supposed to share and share common practices, but I guess it hasn't gotten to the point where they're actually sharing threat data. And that big step needs to be taken.
That's Metric Streams French Caldwell joining us via Skype. Thanks so much.
Well, certainly, Jennifer. I'm glad to help.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.